this portion of our broadcast day made possible by IMP Streams. Protect, preserve, and practice your right to free speech, unfiltered. For more information, visit impstreams.com.
The champ is here! The champ is here! The champ is here! The champ is here!
Jesus Christ is the real champ, and the real truth. There are no lies living in here. Nothing but pure truth coming from God. This is Pure Truth Session with your host, Lady Ty.
What's up? What's up? What's up? It's your girl, Lady Ty the Great, here with another amazing Pure Truth Session. I am so excited today, guys, because today's message, is going to help us a lot. All right. Today's message is the pure truth about being entitled. The pure truth about entitlement. What? Okay. First, you know, before we get started, we're going to give up a prayer. We're going to lift up a prayer because we need to. Okay. I don't know how many of you feel like you've owed something, something that's due to you. You understand what I'm saying? The definition of entitled means give a legal right or just claim to receive or do something, right? Give specific title expressing their rank, office, character. Entitled means believing oneself to inherently deserve of privileges or special treatment. So Father, in the name of Jesus, we just want to say thank you. Thank you for being a just God, a fair God, a loving God, a kind God. Thank you, God, for being a God of promises. Thank you for the inheritance that you give us. Thank you, Father, that our identity is found in you, the great one, the great I am, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the omnipresence, able to do all things but fail, our provider, the lover of our souls, the author and finisher of our faith, the great one who wrote our book of life, God. Thank you that you know the beginning, the end. You created us, God. You are the potter. We are the clay. And we just magnify you today, God, as our Lord. We magnify you today, God, as being one who is beyond genius, God. We thank you that you know all things. And we come to you today, Father, just asking you to lead us, guide us, deliver us this day, our daily bread, okay? Deliver us from any thoughts that we may have had that was not like you. Any teachings, God, help us unlearn to relearn, God. Open up our hearts and our minds. Heal our land, heal our body, heal our space, heal our soul, our spirit. We're calling on you, God, to restore hope, even in this moment. This Pure Truth Session is going to help many. Many people believe and feel. They know your promises. They know that they've worked for something. They know that they have done something in life which renders them to receive something. Like, you know, you say a man works to get a check. Somebody's been faithful to you, Lord, and they're looking for that reward, that promise. But thank you for your word that says those that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. So I thank you for renewed strength today, God. Thank you that we won't get weary in well-doing. Thank you because of who you are, we can be who we are in Christ Jesus. So today, Lord, have your way. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Come on, clap it up, clap it up, clap it up. Listen, all right. Now, I'm going to be 100% real with you. This message is so dope because I'm getting delivered in this message. Getting delivered from the spirit of entitlement. What am I saying to you? This is pure truth, so I'm keeping it real with you. There are times in life where I feel like because of what I have done, right? If you've worked a job 8 hours and your check should equal this, because of my faithfulness, because of, because of the wonderful things I've done. What the Bible says, you know how they do that, right? Okay, let me stop. But seriously, I have been faithful and true, and I have found God to be faithful and true in my life. And I have a great expectation for what God has told me personally, not something that I read and picked up and something a preacher preached to me. No, I remember specific moments that I've had supernatural encounters with God and promises and visions and things that he told me. And a lot of things have come to pass. Things have come to pass that he didn't even share with me. So God has blown my mind. Yet I am still in this earth and I still am awaiting some of his greatest promises that haven't quite manifested yet. Are you with me? And so what I want to share to you is there is a thin line between entitlement and expectation. You may say, what you mean? Okay, so we can be expecting the promises of God to come to pass. We can go through a process like Christ went through a process. Christ, for sure, I would say he definitely was entitled to be super lit. He deserved a special type of treatment. He was Jesus Christ. He was on the cross, right? But do you understand that he went through his process? Say it with me, y'all. Process. Say it now. Come on, process. He went through his process on the cross without a mumbling word. Now, I'm going to read some scriptures. This is shout out to Resilient Christian Radio. Shout out to Pure Truth Session. Shout out to you for being our listener. So thank you for listening, tuning in. Thank you for Anchor FM. Shout out to everybody listening on the podcast, the Apple Podcast, all over, wherever you're tuning in from. Thank you. Shout out to you. So I looked up some scriptures about entitlement, right? And these are the scriptures that came up. Okay. Let's check this one out. This says James 4:6. But he gives more grace. Therefore, it says, God opposes the proud, but gives his grace to the humble. Hold on. So what you trying to say right here? So when I read that at first, I was like, what you mean? Like, how you gonna call somebody proud and prideful when they just want what they feel like they're owed or they're due? And God said, good question, Ty. It's their attitude. You know what I'm saying? Let's read that again. But he gives more grace. Therefore, it says, God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. So being humble in your process, being humble in your experience. And what can we refer to? Jesus being humble on the cross. Him being humble when they ripped off his clothes, when people spit at him and did all of these things. What happens to you when you are in moments like that? Prayerfully, you wasn't in no moments like that. But what, when I'm saying moments like that, I mean your cross-bearing moments. When your boss gets on your nerve, when is that person at your job that's just a jerk? You know what I mean? But I hear somebody laughing right now. When you have to deal with, you know, teachers at this homeschool thing, this virtual learning, when you're dealing with some people in the store have on masks, some don't. Whichever side you're on, face off, I don't know. Different politics. How do you handle when you have to bear a cross? Are you able to deny your flesh and take up your cross daily without a mumbling word? Or do you do like your girl, Lady Todd and Craig, and a couple other humans I know? Do you maybe semi-mumble? Go ahead, laugh. It's Pure Truth Session. Lighten up, okay? So the point is, let's be humble and not mumble, okay? That's going to be our deal for the day. Let's be humble and not mumble. Now, let's go ahead and read this next scripture. Romans 12:19. Beloved, never avenge yourselves, but leave it to the wrath of God. For it is written, vengeance is mine. I will repay, says the Lord. Now, entitlement. Let's think about that with that scripture. When somebody does you wrong, you want to repay them. You want to, let's do it like this. You want to service them back, right? They provided you with a service. You want to give them a service as well. And God is saying, chill, homie. I got this. Come on. It's Holy Hood, y'all. So all the stiff necks, everybody, you on the wrong station right now. This is Pure Truth Session. I have a relationship with God. So I'm able to speak to him like he's a friend of mine because he is a friend of mine. Okay. And so now here we go with 1 John 4 and 16. So we have come to know and to believe the love that God has for us. God is love, and whoever abides in love abides in God, and God abides in him. Okay, so basically what you're saying, instead of feeling entitled and all of these different things, move around with the love. The love. Ooh, how are y'all feeling about these scriptures, honestly? Colossians 3 and 23. Whatever you do, work heartily as for the Lord and not for man. Okay, so even when you're doing something, you may feel like, okay, like I'm working at this job and they're supposed to do this, and I'm working at this job, or I'm working here and they're supposed to do this for me, and my kids are going to this school and this is what I expect, right? Expectation. And you have a right. We do have rights, right? But what this scripture is saying, no matter what it is, whatever you do, work heartily as for the Lord. So whatever you do, do it unto God. Do it like you're doing it for God, to God. You understand? Serve. And if God is great and amazing in your life, I'm sure he is, he's lit in mine, then I need to adjust my attitude when I'm dealing with people. Even people that I feel like I could help. That I can help. I can share some things with them that might help them change. And you may say, well, Ty, come on now. Like, how are we supposed to live like this? We have an example in Christ. This is why we get dressed in the full armor of God. This is why we renew our mind daily. So when you ask me, what am I asking you to do? I'm actually telling you, like, you know, ways that we can become more like God. We were created in his image and his likeness. So now, just not to talk about God, but us to be about our Father's business, to look like him. I'm talking to me too. I have to deny my flesh. I don't want people to see Ty's personality. I want them to see the personality that God placed on the inside of me, which will shine, which will help others be greater. I'm here to help the world be greater. So me catching an attitude with a school teacher, that's not helping nobody be greater. I have to do what I'm doing, even in meetings, as if I'm doing it unto God. People that's wronging you and not doing you right, God is going to deal with them. I'm talking to myself right here in this message. Okay? Seriously, y'all. So we have a responsibility. Our responsibility is to realize that God has given us promises. He's given them to us. They're ours. And they're within our reach. But we have to go through the process and that journey. And what I just want to share with you, while we're on that journey together, because you're not alone, what we're doing during this process is we are practicing creating a new habit of not mumbling. Right, we are practicing creating a new habit of renewing our mind every day. This will help us. This will give us the strength, because there's power in life and death in the tongue. So what words are you saying? If you mumbling and complaining, then of course, whatever you feed is going to grow. But I'm talking to me now too, guys. Now it's time for us to change our confession so we can change our response and change our character, that we will have a character that people will want to know the God we serve. Not a character that just say, like, listen, well, you lucky I believe in the Lord. Because no, that's not nice. I get it. And it's okay wherever you are in your state and in your walk. That's fine. I'm just asking you to take a step forward. I'm not expecting you to change into an angel or a super saint overnight, nor am I trying to convert you to that. But I just believe that there's a greatness on the inside of you that wants to arise, that there's no more excuses of the reasons you've always been doing things. Now is the time to decide to make a change. Come on, y'all already know. I'm gonna make a change. Come on. For once in my life. Come on. It's gonna feel real good. It's gonna make a difference. I'm gonna make it right. Like, I'm gonna start with the man in the mirror. I'm gonna start with the lady tie in the mirror. I'm gonna start with me. I'm going to be a better me. I'll give you guys an example. I was in a meeting with my, we have these virtual meetings. So I was in a meeting with one of my children's school. And it was really interesting because something came about and, how can you say it, a lie, a non-truth took place, you know, in the beginning of the meeting. I asked if everybody was present and they said yes. So I'm looking at everybody on the camera. I'm like, no, one of the teachers are missing. And this is an annual meeting. So first I'm like, we're going to start the meeting off with a lie. You know, and what am I saying? We're annually meeting so we can make better decisions, right? About a child and different things. And so I'm excited about this, but everybody is not present. And it is very important that everybody be present, but it is also important that me as a parent, me as the advocate, that I represent who I represent and who I represent. You feel me? That I represent my son well, and that I represent my God well, that I represent my father well, and myself, you feel me? And so you don't just blurt out, oh, you know. So it was my parental right to say, we can table this meeting until all teachers are available. Which, first of all, that's what I already thought was happening. I thought we were all gathering together. And that's what was supposed to happen. And when I asked the question in the beginning of the meeting, is everyone present? I was told yes. Then when I came off of mute and addressed it again, and I said, this specific teacher is missing. They said, oh, because she's in class. Okay, so everybody's not present. But there's a what you do and there's a how you do it. You feel me? And so it's important when I say you feel me, that's on purpose, because maybe you feel me and maybe you don't. But the point is, I don't want you I don't want people to feel me. I want people to feel Christ. That's the real deal. Because if you feel Ty, right, and Ty's not finished with her process yet, I'm going to give you all this holy in this hood, you know? And so I just thank God for continuing to process us, even though a spirit of entitlement, like I feel like, hey, we're supposed to have this meeting. You guys are supposed to do this. And, you know, you can start blaming, you can start talking, you can murmur, but you, how will you get what it is that you want? How will you get what you need if you're expressing things in a anger, bitter sort of way? Even if you are right, because of your expression, because you're so passionate, because you got so much feeling in it, you can actually miss out on something that you're supposed to have. Now, do I think that's fair? Do I think that's right? No, but what I'm saying is, when people look at you like you're problematic, and I had to take a step back and look at so many different situations in my life where I gave people all of me. I'm talking about me attitude, me, 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 me. I gave them Lady Ty, and it wasn't the great. Okay. And I can laugh at it now, because now I'm in a place where I want to grow fully. You feel me? Come on, what do we say about that? So feelings got me all in my feelings. Mariah Carey had a song. You got me feeling emotions. Your emotions and your feelings. And because this is my child and I'm passionate, you know, when I'm passionate about things, oh, it's a wrap. If you in my inner circle and I'm passionate, oh, it's going down. And so I want to get to the business of things. And if I'm about my father's business, then the real deal in the business of things is me handling things in such a way that I get results. And so that's what I want you to take from this message today. I'm not going to just talk to you all day long, because you've got work to do. So I want to repent for having a spirit of entitlement in many areas of my life. And I thank God that he forgives me. He has grace, his mercy, and he understood where I was in my immaturity. And yes, I expect, and I still expect some things. That doesn't mean that I'm counting God's promises out. No, I'm counting on God's promises, but I'm removing that brat. Uh-oh, did I say it? Yes, I said brat, tat, tat, da, 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 brat, that brat attitude that I needed now, that expression of where's mine? I'm removing that. You feel what I'm trying to tell you? And I am walking through now my processes without a mumbling word. Are you with me? Are you going to join me with that? So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we just want to say thank you. Thank you for the example of without a mumbling word. Thank you for the full armor of God, that helmet of salvation. Thank you that we can claim the Christ-like mindset, that we can deny ourselves. Thank you that we can pray and fast, that you've given us tools, you've given us what we can do to get to our next level. So thank you for your promises that we will receive. We will wait on you. We won't be like the children of Israel that got to keep walking around the same mountain over and over again. But thank you for exercising the fruits of the Spirit on the inside of us so we can produce great patience. So I thank you, God, for who you are. And I pray today that this message would gently go in and deal with the hearts of your people, God. I pray today that they are blessed, that they are feeling an attitude of gratitude, that entitlement will be replaced with gratitude, God, and that we will go on further knowing that everything that we do, we would do it unto you, God, and that we would be super excited, Lord, because you knew the situations that would be at hand and that revenge belongs to you. And as Psalms 37, we won't fret over evildoers. We won't worry about those that mistreat us. You saw the people that mistreated Jesus and you handled everybody accordingly. And Jesus even asked you, forgive them, Father, for they know that what they do. So that means even in a moment of somebody doing wrong, when we like, no, they know what they're doing. We're not going to allow the enemy to come in and rob us from our coworkers. We're not going to allow the enemy to come in and rob us from our family, friends, loved ones, spouses. When it's moments that people are not looking like you, when they looking like darkness to us, we're going to show up and be the light. And the darkness dispels the light. So God, you deserve all the glory, honor, and praise. And we thank you, Father. Thank you for being amazing and awesome in love and light. And may we be love and light. The world needs you, God. We call on your name and we thank you, Father. We cover this planet with the blood of Jesus. And we pray for those that don't know you, that they would have supernatural encounters with you, Father, that they would experience you even in the natural through one of your people today, because we will rest entitlement and we will lift up gratitude. We will forever give you thanks, Lord. We pray for prayer lines. We pray for churches. We pray for those in ministry today. Pray for missionaries. We pray for the dope boys, the drug dealers, the murderers, the strippers, the scam artists, and we lift them up to you, God. We lift up your name, Lord, and we thank you that you've come to set the captives free. Even those that are battling with suicidal thoughts right now, depression, even those that are battling with which way they should choose, which way they should go, we tell them to look into the light. I release the love of God right now, and I pray that deliverance has hit even your home too. And it is in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Portions of our broadcast day made possible by IMP Streams. Protect, preserve, and practice your right to free speech, unfiltered. For more information, visit impstreams.com.
The session is done for now. Come back next week for more Pure Truth. This broadcast is copyrighted by Lady Ty the Great Ministries and the Resilient Christian Radio Network.